This is WSKG News. A report from Pennsylvania's top fiscal watchdog shows dysfunctional enforcement of a 2008 law to prevent healthcare workers from being required to work overtime. Mary Wilson reports.
The Auditor General's report says staff reductions and other shortcomings at the State Department of Labor and Industry left workers in the lurch when they filed complaints that their employers were requiring them to work past their scheduled shifts. It also shows long overdue regulations made the prohibition on forced overtime toothless for years. Lori Schmidt is a nurse with Wilkes-Barre General Hospital, where healthcare workers have had bitter labor disputes with management. She says after being frustrated about the lack of state response to complaints, she's optimistic forced overtime could be a thing of the past.
We need to make sure that this law is enforced and that the facilities that it could affect, that they are held accountable.
Labor and Industry's acting secretary says the agency will tap into reserve funds to hire 5 new staffers to help handle labor complaints. She called it a prudent addition, though it won't fully restore past staff reductions. Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.